After decades without a major change, one of the busiest public parks in the state is a step closer to getting a facelift. The Honolulu Department of Parks and Recreation recently released a revised draft plan to make extensive renovations to Ala Moana Regional Park. Public pushback to the initial parking plan triggered the changes. The Conversation's Ryan Finnerty tells us more.
Ala Moana Regional Park sits on 100 acres of oceanfront land in urban Honolulu. It receives thousands of visits a week, making it the busiest park on Oahu, hence its name, the People's Park. Ala Moana's sprawling green space, numerous surf spots, and a half mile of sandy beach make it a popular location with both residents and visitors. Many come to exercise or just for a break from city life. Waipahu resident Paul Ishikawa visits Ala Moana 3 to 4 times a week.
You know, on the weekends, especially like maybe a 3-day weekend, this place is just so heavily used. There's a lot of utility that's going on. There's a lot of local families that come out here and use the park. And it's a beautiful park, I think. And increasing the parking, I think more parking is pretty much a good thing.
Anything else that you'd like to see improved about the park?
You know, the one thing that I was thinking about a couple of days ago was how they don't put enough benches here. And sometimes they put the benches where they're not under a tree. And I don't like sitting in the hot sun in 90 degrees.
You got one of the shady ones today.
I got one of the best seats in the house today, right under a good tree with a lot of shade. And so I love this spot right here. And, you know, I do like this park. I think it's a great park. And I have friends from the mainland. They come here and they just comment to me what a beautiful park it is.
Kasei came down from Makiki to let her kids run around the park and visit the beach. She supports the city's plan to make improvements.
We like it over here because it's a little bit safer. It's not like the waves, it's not too, you know, too crazy for the kids. So I feel like it's safer over here. I can just let them play or, you know, play in the sand or go swim. Like some parking spot though. Sometimes during the holiday, it's kind of hard to find a parking around here. But other than that, you know, I'll be grateful with whatever they do over here.
Parking was one of the main issues raised by the community. Standing here on a weekday afternoon, the crowd is relatively light, but on a weekend, it can be almost impossible to find parking. The city wants to create more parking spots by reorienting existing spaces along Ala Moana Park Drive and Magic Island. Community opposition drove the city to modify that plan, but an additional 230 spots will still be created without sacrificing any green space. Michelle Nakoda is the city's director of Parks and Recreation.
The majority of the Makai parking was kept. We also heard from the residents that they wanted additional parking, and we've got 234 potential additional parking at Ala Moana as well. We've got improvements and renovations to the McCoy Pavilion, to the ponds, the edges of the ponds, as well as the canal. We also have improvements throughout the entire park, like for instance the sand beach replenishment.
Beach replenishment will bring in several thousand cubic yards of sand to widen Ala Moana's artificial beach. All those improvements come with a hefty price tag. The draft plan has an estimated cost of $144 million over 10 years. Not all of the park's patrons were happy about that. Bob Miller is a resident of Chinatown and visits Ala Moana 3 times a week.
During the week, I love the parking is right by the water. I paddle surf and I enjoy that. And it's just a mellow place to be.
Have you heard about the city's plan to renovate the park at all?
Yes.
Do you have any thoughts about it?
I sure do. The other day I was biking through the park and I was with my wife and I noticed people homeless camping out in the park, and I said that, or I just thought that it would be much nicer for them to spend money on figuring out a way to get the homeless out of the park, and I think it's beautiful enough as it is.
Susan Oppie also had concerns about how the project's budget is being spent. She's the treasurer of the Ala Moana Kaka'ako Neighborhood Board.
I've been very vocal about the issue with litter in the park, and litter kind of kept flying through our neighborhood into the park and then into the ocean. And my thing has been that there's never, I've not seen mention anywhere that there's going to be any upgraded litter management or litter elimination kind of plan in this new EIS and kind of the, what they're kind of focusing on. Because as it stands now, at one point I walked through the park and counted over 120 of those just open mouth, you know, Rubbermaid trash cans that often have the bags blowing out of them or full of water or are chipped over. And, you know, that first of all, it's not very pleasant on the eye if they're really looking to make the park prettier. And secondly, it's just a really poor idea as far as how to manage trash on a beach. So I just feel like that, you know, and I also feel like there should be some education. I've got, you know, visions of what I would like for them to do as far as like just to bring public awareness to the issue of trash and why it's important for people to be responsible for their trash, especially when they're enjoying a day on the beach. But other than the litter, I find it a wonderful place to go. I can only imagine that this is all being kind of driven by the new developments that are happening, the new high rises, and how they just want it all to make it, you know, everything look prettier. So, you know, I'm not a big supporter of putting multi-millions of dollars into public projects if it's not, you know, to really improve environment and things like that. If it's just as a kind of cosmetic thing, then I'm sad that they're putting so much money into it. But I think it could really be a very positive thing for the environment as well.
The Parks Department is taking public comment on the proposal until late August. Testimony can be submitted online at honolulu.gov/parks. If all goes according to plan, the environmental assessment will be complete this winter, with planned improvements completed on a rolling basis over the next 10 years. From Ala Moana Regional Park, I'm Ryan Finnerty for The Conversation.
And we'll have a link with instructions for submitting testimony posted on today's edition of The Conversation podcast. You can look for it after 1 p.m. at hawaiipublicradio.org.